All right, we finished learning through the Shakwatari, the Gemara, about the whole debate whether Rachav is Kona or not. In terms of Hachlamasa, there's a machlokas about this. The Rosh concludes, right, Alatar, Pshat of the Gemara, right? We know Pshat of the Gemara. Pshat of the Gemara is that Shmuel was Vahapet Ligerson Kalayim, which obviously showed that Rachav is in Kona. And they attacked him for a million places, and each time he answered that means Mani Barak love, not just plain Rachav. So Rachav's not Kona. So the Rosh paskins that Rachav is not Kona. However, the Rambam, all over the Mishnah Torah, says Rachav is Kona. And Hilchos Mechira says, well, what's an example of Meshicha? Oh, you're Rochev, and it goes. And in Toi Vinitam, which is our case, he says, yeah, if there are two Rochvim, one Rochev and one Manhig, and in Gzela Vaveda, where he talks about the case of Hefker, that one guy rides and one guy takes the Losei, he just says one guy's riding. So the Pashup shot in the Rambam is that the Rambam Paskins Rochev is Kona against the Maskana of our Gemara. Now, it's a little tricky why he's against the Maskana of our Gemara, because if Mishnah even has a... He's not committed to it. He says, Yesh Makal Baldin, he says, there is a possibility of saying that when the Rambam said Rachav all over Mishnah Torah, he meant Rachav Umani Baraglav. Really, he agrees with the Maskana of our Gemara that Rachav's not Kona. He just didn't bother to explain that he meant a Rachav who is Mani Baraglav. The Kesef Mishnah could bring a Raya. He did not mention this explicitly, and he wasn't even committed to this. He just says, you know, it's possible you can say. Right? What's his Lashon? His Lashon is... His lashon is the yesh makal abaldin lachlo the v'holcha boshigazberik beizach mechira in isha in higa baraglav. What? No, this is the Kesef Mishnah in Gzela Veda that he says when the Rambam says it moved, the animal moved. That means you kicked it and it moved. And then even though everywhere else he doesn't say it moved, then but he's relying on the one place where he says it moved, which he knows you know means mani baraglav. So, the Kesef Mishnah says that Psak, the Rush, the Rambam. I'm going to write Lefi Kesef Mishnah, even though the Kesef Mishnah just says it's possible. He's not necessarily committed that it is correct. But the possibility of the Kesef Mishnah, and the Tosfos Yom Tov points out that you could bring support to the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is here. The Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is, clearly says, Manhig Baraglav. So you could bring a raya from the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis. However, I said Kesef Mishnah in Gzeil Vavela Perik Yud Zayin. So in some editions, they don't put like a halacha Zayin in it, and it's for some reason the middle of halacha hey. So in this version, the Kesef Mishnah is in the middle of halacha hey. But it's about halacha zayin. So anyway, I apologize those who are trouble finding it. If you just type into your Bar Ilan, I think Kesef Mishnah Gzeil Vedi Yud Zayin Zayin, you won't find it. If you open it up, then it'll be a little easier. Anyways, the Kesef Mishnah says Yesh Makom to say that the Rambam really meant Mani Baraglav. That's obviously Dachuk for two reasons. A, why do I, the advantage of the Kesef Mishnah is the Perish of Mishnayis. But nonetheless, Pshat of the Rambam is not like that for two reasons. Number one, because it's Dachuk to say that every time you were Rachav, he meant Mani Baraglav. When, like, he should have said so, if that's such an important thing. And number two, because of Pliam. What's the whole reason that we Paskin Rachav wasn't Kona in our Sugya? Because we paskin that Yoshev is not Lokin Klayim, because he switched the Mishnah in Klayim. But the Rambam paskins the Yoshev is Lokin Klayim. So if the Rambam takes away the whole reason why we got to Rochev not being Koneh, then A, he doesn't have, he undermines the whole reason we concluded Rochev wasn't Koneh. B, he says all over Rochev is Koneh. So it's like too dachuk to assume that he possibly Rochev is a Koneh. Pash Mashad, he possibly that Rochev is Koneh. And what we do with the Perish Mishnayis. So the Pnei Shiva says that this may be one of the many cases where he was chozer bo between the Perish Mishnayis and the Mishnah Torah. Even the Perish Mishnayis itself, it's not so clear that Yod Rochev wasn't Koneh. Because this is Machlokes in Mishnayis between the Bart Nura, the Rav, Rav Adim Mertanura, and the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif says the Rav and Perish Mishnayis is like the Kesef Mishnah. The partner says, no, if you look at Perish Mishnayis, he only says when there's a Rochev Makom Manhig, he needs to be Manhig Baraglov. He never says every Rochev needs to be Manhig Baraglov. So it's not even clear that the Perish Mishnayis supports the Kesef Mishnah, but either way, I think you have to say that he was Chazer Bo from what he wrote in the Perish Mishnayis, as he did on a number of occasions. Yeah?
Did the Perish Mishnayis come after the...
No, the Perish Mishnayis was written first. The Pnei Yeshua says he was Nirsha b'chiburo b'psaka of Chazerbo in his Chibur, in the Psak, in the Mishnah Torah, he's Chozer b'Perish Mishnayis. I think that's what you have to say. Lemaisa, the Rif, they also point out what seems sounds like the Rambam, because the Rif just brings the Mishnah Kipshuto. Rachov doesn't mention anything about Mani Baraglov. So again, if he meant Mani Baraglov, he should have said so. So, Halacha Lemaisa, the Rush, the Kesef Mishnah tries to rescue the Rambam, says we pass like Shmuel, like our Gemara. But the Pshat of the Rambam, even though it's against the Perish Mishnayis, that he's against our Gemara. Pshat of the Rif is that he's against our Gemara, because he skips the whole Okimta of Mani Baraglov. Why would the Rambam paskin against our Gemara? And this is the way he paskin the Shulchan Aruch, against our Gemara, that Rochev is Koneh. That's the way all the Achronim assume. Why would we paskin against our Gemara? So the, I pointed out here, I brought a few Achronim who have all kinds of populim of, you know, how why the Rambam paskin against our Gemara, all of which are, all of which I think are very questionable. The Pashup Shah, why did the Rambam paskin against our Gemara? But why doesn't he hold like Shmuel? That's begging the question.
Because there were a lot of questions on him that were answered with
Duffler. That's what all the Achronim quote originally was to Russian Klayim, right? And I put the Russian Klayim here, right? But I also, if you notice the title, now you know where to find the Russian Klayim. The Rush has things called Halachas Ketanos, which are small areas of Halach which don't have Masechtas. That's not fair. Klayim doesn't have Masechta. It doesn't have Masechta of Talmud Bavli. So they're all in the back of Menachos. Why? Because Menachos has random things like Tzitzis and Tefillin. So the Rush threw in all the random Halachos together. So you can find them in a regular Gemara Menachos. The simple pshat is why Shinuye Dechiki. Basically, we brought brice after Mishnah that Rochev is Koneh, and Shmuel has to answer every time it means Rochev and Mani Baraglov. But that's not what it says. So the Pashup Shah is that there's a concept we don't rely on Shinui Dechiki, so Shmuel had to be Nidchak, but we won't pass like him if he has to be Nidchak to defend himself. There's another, I thought there was another good reason as well, which is implied by Old Rishonim. Can anyone bring a Raya from the Gemara earlier that we should reject our sugya? Because after all, Shinui Dechiki is always a matter of, is subjective, right? I call it a dachik answer, you think it's a good answer, right? Who says it's a dachik answer? Right? So it could be the Rambam, the Rif assumed they had a Masora, that this is a dachik answer, that Rochev is, and that Rochev is Koneh. But anyone want to bring a Raya from the Gemara earlier that Rochev is Koneh? And that maybe our Gemara was just Shmuel talking, and... Because keep in mind, what are our Gemara? It starts with, Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel. And then we're defending Shmuel. So we're defending Shmuel, Shinui Dechuki. Anyone want to bring a Raya that even though the Gemara defended Shmuel, who said Rochev was in Koneh, the stump of the Gemara held that Rochev is Koneh?
From the
Sugya, Migud Zachanam, Zachanam, and Chabre, you mean the Shakta Batari on Dav Chesam and Aleph? Because what did it say? When it tried to bring a Raya from the Mishnah that Migud Zachanam, Zachanam, and Chabre from Ayin Shnayim Rochim, what did it answer? That's not a Raya from Migud Zachanam, Zachanam, and Chabre. That's a teacher Rochim is Kona, right? That's Dav Chesam and Aleph. Kamash Wonder Rochim Nami Kani. And that's the stump of the Gemara talking, right? That's not defending a specific person. So, I haven't found this explicitly used to explain why the Rambam paskin this way, but I found that some of the Rishonim paskin otherwise asked it as a kasha. So obviously it implies the right for the Rambam. So
we know that's also not my prerogative.
Correct. Hold on. Stama de Gemara, Daf Kesem and Aleph, Rochov Nami Kani. And it's hard to say that's a case of Mani Baraglov. Why is it hard to say that that means it's Mani Baraglov? Because it's Mani Baraglov, why do you need a Mishnah to teach you it's Kona? Everyone knows Mishnah is Kona. That's in Kiddushin. Right? So it has to be a Chiddush the Mishnah teach you Rochov is Kona. So therefore, the Rishonim all are bothered by this. The Rishonim apostle like the Rush say, hold on a second. If Rachel's not Kona, only Mani Baraglov is Kona, then that's not Chiddush. So what's the Mishnah teaching you? Okay, so you can come up with all kinds of answers. If you look there in the Rishonim, come up with creative answers. But Pashup Shad is that's not Mani Baraglov, it's a Chiddush, right? It has to be a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Rachel is Kani. So I think if you put these together, that we're defending Shmuel Shinui Dechiki. And it's only explaining what Shmuel thinks. And right earlier, the Stama de Gemara says Rachel is Kona. So you put two and two together. And it sounds like we don't pass like our Gemara, and that's probably the riff in the Rambam. Okay. Now, before we go on to the next Gemara, we just have one very, very fascinating Tosfos that we haven't looked into yet that has nothing to do, really, with our Gemara. It's a total side point, right? Tosfos de Maskel Hovel, Hovi Yochlanak Bolivia Etzlo Tema. The Maskel, right, Rabbi Abahu's Berusa or Bedusa or whatever he was, was that he thinks since you could pull it off the animal, or in the duck you had observed an example, off the pillar, then it's as if you did pull it off. But it sounds like if you actually did pull it, then double pushing it would work, right? The problem really bows that saying even though you when yochel anatik, but if you were manatik, demashim deim nitka shu kona. If you were manatik, where's your kona? So if I have the reins and I pull them off the animal, right? If I pull it, it'll just snap off where it's hooked on to the animal's the part in the animal's face, the beit pageha, or if it's on the pillar, if I pull it, it'll just fall off the pillar. Why? Because this is hagbah. Why is it hagbah if I pull something down? So it doesn't have meaning. It's hagbah because even though I'm not pulling it up, I am pulling it off the ground because when it leaves the animal's face or when it leaves the pillar, it is now suspended in the air. The problem is, this is very pashut. Basically, when you knock something down, right? It sounds to me like knocking something down is hagbah, which again, I could see, right? If I knock this down, even though I haven't picked it up, it is, if you, you know, take a picture right here, it is up off the ground, right? I have caused it to be higher off the ground. It used to be on, now it's higher off the ground. So that's a reasonable theory. The only problem is we know that's not true. Menachem Rosh Hashanah, right? You ever see people harvesting olives? How do you harvest olives? Right? You don't pick olives. You beat the tree and the olives fall. And then you, maybe you spread a cloth and beat the tree. And then you just pick up your cloth and you have all your olives or however you want to do it. So let's say the Ani comes, he beats the hefker olive tree. Or a pay olive tree, or whatever it may be. And so really, he wasn't Kona then, because he just knocked them down. But Mishum Darkei Shalom, they're attacking his Kona, but Midoraisa, that's not a Kenyan. And likewise, Ba'agya Duye, if I kick your coin into the river, into the stream, from where you could retrieve it, so that's not a Hezek, it's only a Brahma, I made it inconvenient for you, that now you have to get it back. So I am putter. It says, but if I pick it up and throw it in the river, I'm chayiv. Why? Because if I kick it, I'm just a mazik. Mazik is putter begrava. If I pick it up, I'm a gazlan. I did a kinyan hagbah. A gazlan has to be heishvah zela, has to be hashav maliyasa, has to be meishavit. You can't just say, go get it from the bottom of the river. So the Gemara says that if I kick it into the river, then there's no hagbah. Only if I pick it up, there's no hagbah. So what, why, if I kick, there's no hagbah? Because I'm just kicking it downwards. So we see from the Zayit and the Adya Duye that knocking something off of its perch is not hagbah. In our Gemara, we see it is hagbah. So there are three answers, although one of them is a bit dachuk. The Sheet of Gubetzis gives a very dachuk answer. Well, first let's do Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yishlomer, the Shani Hach, Shetov, Yedei Echad, Menar Rosh. In the case of the Ani, in the case of the Adya Duyeg, you weren't holding on to the other side. Here, you're holding on to the other side, so it's better. So if I just knock something down, that's not Hagbah. But if I'm holding one side and I knock the other side down, then that is Hagbah. Second answer, Inami, Hacha Ayri, Shenitik Ben Amadein, or Arkal Kaf Shegir Rosh Hashani La Arvetz. Or, no, the difference is clear. In the case of the Adya Duyeg, in the case of the Ani Menach Rosh Zayas, it's falling all the way down. In this case, Tosa makes an okemta, the reins are short enough and the animal is tall enough that even when I pull it, it won't hit the ground. Most achronim and versions of the Bali Tosa assume it won't even get within 3 tefachim of the ground. Right? It'll still be raised. And likewise, the talus on the amud is so high that when I pull it off the amud, it won't fall and it won't hit the ground. So then there's an obvious difference. In the case of Adjidu Ani Menake, it's not ending up mukbah. It's ending up on the ground. So that's not Hagbah. In the case of the talis, it is ending up off the ground. It used to be on something, now it is off the ground. So then it's more obvious why we're better off. The Shidim Gubetzes gives a... So again, why is it Kona here? One is Tosos in his first day, Shani Hacha. Sheokso Biyado. When it's in your hand, when it's in your hand, that's better. Number two, Tosas makes an okimta, she'eno nofel la'aretz, an okimta here. It doesn't fall down. It stays in midair. So that's a good hagbah. The Shidim Gubetzes, I think this part is not quoting anyone, has a bit of a dochuk answer here. He says, Ika lefrushe, hov yochle natka v'koach atshe v'hena l'malo min ha'omru l'aviyah etzlo, v'hashta nicha mashe hikshu b'tosos. That yochle nak means I can pull it upwards. I can pull it so that it goes up, high off the pillar. Now, again, that's a bit of a difficult okimta. When you pull things, they normally fall down. I mean, they go sideways and down. You know, you have to be a very skilled puller in order to pull things so that they go up towards you. What? If you're taller, meaning that's true. If I'm standing and my hand is taller than the pillar, and I still have to pull it awfully well, or if, you know, I probably have to be entirely standing on higher ground than the pillar. If I'm standing higher ground than the pillar, then I might bend down and pull it, and it'll go higher up. Or if I'm standing on higher ground than the animal, I could pull off the reins, and it'll go high. It'll actually be raised up. That's obviously a very strange okimta. A, it's a very strange okimta. B, it's a very strange happening of Rabbi Abahu. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, I could pull it and let it naturally fall down, and it's as if I already pulled it. It's another thing to, you know, it's one thing to say, pretend it's already pulled off and it fell. It's another thing to say, pretend I lifted it up. That's a strange happening of Rabbi Abahu. But it's a happening of Seder Okimta, Sheyachol, Linatka, Ulagbiya, Lemala. Okay, so according to Shidim Betz's Okimta, as he says, there's no Kash and Tosis anymore. If I pick something up, that's Hagbah. According to Tosis's second answer, also, it is, according to Tosa's second answer, it's also not such a big kiddush. Lemaisa, the answer is, when I end up lifting something off the ground, when I end up moving something to be lifted off the ground, that's Hagbah. Here, it used to be on the pillar, now it's off the ground. When I end up with something on the ground, that's not Hagbah. According to the first day in Tosos, there is a bit of a kiddush here. It's the same as that case, I'm just knocking something down. But if I'm holding the other end, then it's a valid kinyan. If I'm not holding the other end, that is not a valid kinyan. Why that is, I want to come back to in a moment. Let's just finish Tosos. Tosos says, V'shili shalach akandik, or mezil trof akandik, binav lakninhu, hasam nami. What about the end of shalach akandik? It says, if you bang on the nest, then the animals jump, the birds, they jump up, but you bang on the nest. I guess if you banged hard enough, even if they wouldn't jump, you could just knock them up. They move up in your kona. Hasanami, who? Well, what about that case? So hold on, if they fall out of the nest, or even if they just fall back into the nest, isn't that as bad as Ani Menachem Rosh Hazayis? Right here, they don't end up suspended out of the air, right? they end up back in the nest or falling on the ground. And I'm not holding them, so why does that work? So he said, no problem, that's a different ballgame. Hazami, who will yadu yosir masha yitzchila shek, tasma fikul ma'alu, chachani. In that case, they're actually moving up. Because when I hit the nest, they fly upwards. Right? So they're actually moving up. And that's obvious, that's like, well, our whole discussion is only when things are moving down. So when things are moving down, you need one of these answers. If things are moving up, you are fine. Now this is an important line. In general, because this touches on a very, very fundamental question about the nature of Kenyan Hanva, which we should explore now, which is, what's the relationship between Kenyan Hanva and Kenyan? No. And Kenyan Yad. What's the relationship between Hanva and Meshicha? In an abstract sense, that's a very valid question. They seem sort of similar, just one is vertical, one is horizontal. What's the relation between them? That's a good long-distance question. But just on a very shot level, Kenyan Hagba means I pick something up. Picking something up sounds like a different Kenyan. That's called Kenyan Yad. How do we know there's a Kenyan Yad? From Get Benasa B'Yada. But how do we know from the Gemara that that passage is interpreted as a Kenyan Yad? What? Benasa B'Yada. So the Gemara says there's 2 days about why Kutzer is Kona. Later on in the parak, one day is Chatzar Mishum Yad is Rabbi. Chatzar is Kona Mishum Kenyan Yad. So if Chatzar is Kona Mishum Yad, then it sounds like Yad is a Kenyan. So what's the relation between Kenyan Hagba and Kenyan Yad? They sound like the same thing. I pick something up, so that's Kenyan Hagba, but that's Benasa B'Yada, right? When I pick something up, it's B'Yadi. So,
B'Yadi implies less than Hagba. Just physically being in the Yad doesn't require any movement, though.
Okay, correct, although it depends what you think about Hagba, but I think it's fair. Let's say I go like this. I think it's fair to say this paper towels are not B'yadi. Even if my hand is on them, if they're on the ground, that's not Benasa B'yada. To be in my hand, right, after all, this paper towels are not in my hand. My hand is on the paper towels. When would you call it in my hand? When it's not on something else.
If somebody could put it in your hand, you
necessarily... okay, let's come back to that in a moment. Good. We'll come back to that in half a moment. In other words, if you look at Kenyan Yad, what does Kenyan Yad mean? If I do this, would you say that's B'yadi? No, you wouldn't call that B'yadi. If I grab this, you wouldn't call that B'yadi. Why is that B'yadi? It's on the floor, I'm just touching it. When is it B'yadi? Once I go like this, say, now where's the chair? Now it's in your hand. Hold on, what made it in my hand? I was not me in it, off the ground, right? So it seems like Kenyan Yad and Kenyan Bar are the same thing. This is what the Yad Ramah says, when the Yad Ramah explains why Kenyan Yad is Koneh, in that same piece we saw earlier about Basadah and Vavar, it goes through all the Kenyanim, says, Agba Koneh B'chol Makom. Why is Agba Koneh everywhere, right? Mishas Rabim, Simta, Chatzer Shal Shneim, Chatzer She'ena Shal Shneim, Chatzer HaMocher. He says, they came to Agba, Vadi Afkam Rishus, and Avin Koi Pagafi. When you pick it up, it's no longer in Rishus, it used to be the Ayla Rishus and Nafshi, you brought it to your own Rishus. How did you bring your own Rishus? If Kenyan Chatzar is become Yad, then Yad is also Kone, right? There's a Kenyan Yad. If Chatzar is Shliach, you're Shliach. That means anything in a Chatzar is yours. That's your Shliach. Kalachomer, something in you is yours. And if Chatzar is Yad, Kalachomer, Yad is Kone. So Chatzar is Kone because it's in your hand. And it's a Svar, it's obvious. You don't even need a proof from Gar. Obviously, what's in my hand is mine. Obviously, what's in my hand is mine. It's in my hand. What is more yours than what is in your hand? So the Yad Ramah sounds very clearly like the reason I buzz Kone is because of Kenyan Yad. V'nasan b'yada. I have here also a... the same thing as the Sma. Hagba konum chol makom. When you pick it up with your hand, it's in your rishos. Why? Whatever's in your hand is as if it's in your house. You know what's in your hand is in your rishos. Hagba is kinyan yad. If Hagba is kinyan yad, then if Hagba is kinyan yad, then why are they? This is a funny question. Then why are they two separate things, Hagba and Yad, if they're really, Hagba is only Kona because B'yado? The answer is they're not. The Gemara never says the word Kenyan Yad anywhere in Shas. There is no Gemara that says it's a Kenyan Yad. The Gemara never says it's Kenyan Yad. What does the Gemara say? Chatzar Mishum Yad is Rabbi. The Gemara never used the word Kenyan Yad. why does the Gemara never use the word kinyan? The answer is because the Gemara has the word for kinyan already. It's called hagba. The Gemara never says kinyan because kinyan ba is the word for kinyan. Why do they decide to call it hagba and not yad? Because, you know, since people choose whether to do hagba, mashicha, or mesira, and mashicha and mesira are verbs, so they decide to use a verb and call it kinyan hagba. But the yad rama, echoed by the sma, lahalacha, sounds like kinyan hagba is just another word for kinyan yad. This is clearly against the Ramban. I apologize. Here we have a double whammy of one Makor sheet, the Kesa Mishnah, and some editions. You have to go look in the previous paragraph to find it. And in the Ramban, in some editions of the Ramban, you have to go look back on Chav Hey Amud Beis. It's a little bit of a judgment call. In the midst of a discussion of Chav Hey Amud Beis, he says, V'hadis not Chav Vav Amud Aleph. This is what I'm going to say about it. So that counts as a continuation of the Ramban's parish of Chav Hey Amud Beis. Once he says, V'hadis not Chav Vav Amud Aleph, he's moving to Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Alright, that's a judgment call of the printers. So hopefully everyone found it. If not, it was on Makor Sheet 33. Alright, the Ramban said very, very clearly that the idea of Davar Hanitha Miyad Liyad, Kano Miyad Amisecha, means what and not what? What is called, like, bringing it into your Rishos? What does it mean to take something Miyad Liyad? He says, that means Meshicha, not Hagbah and Mesira. What does he say here? He's asking a following question. The Mishnah says, Nechasim Sheish Lanak Rayas, real estate is nicknamed because he had a Kesef, Mishtar V'Chazaka. Nechasim Sheish Lanak Rayas, right? The technical legal term for Karka is real property. The technical legal term for Metalkalin is personal property. Not because one is more real and one is more personal, that's just the phrase. Personal property, the way you're kona metaltalin, is elab meshicha, just meshicha. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean just meshicha? What about hagbah? What about mesira? You know, so, I have mesira already, we might not paskin. Beseder, that's chol shonah, we paskin. Certainly, what about hagbah? The Ramban says, no problem. He says, what it means is you're not kona kesher shtar chazaka, just meshicha, and obviously mesira and hagbah count like meshicha. So why is meshicha representing mesira and hagbah, says the Ramban? The efshan meshicha leish kulo tikna mach meshicha. They're all just agav, side effects of meshicha. They're all just lower levels of meshicha. Why? It says, if you say meshicha is kona derayis, that's kono miyad amisecha. Taking something miyad liyad in the lush and the chumash means meshicha. Bringing it into your Rishos. Why? But it doesn't mean Hagbah. Hagbah is not taking it into your Rishos. The Ramban is explicit. Hagbah made a moshchul or shusum achzulim komo. If you pick something up and don't bring it home, put it back where you got it. Ein ani kor ba miyad amisecha. It is not called miyad amisecha. Hagbah is not called taking something from this guy's possession to your possession. Sha'adayim biyad amisecha. If I pick something up, that's still in your Rishos. He's very explicit. You want to sell me your, computer, so I pick it up. It's still in your Rishos. It's not in my Rishos, just that I picked it up. Why is it becoming my Rishos? When I take it home, it's in my Rishos.
You don't take it home in Meshicha
either.
What? You don't have to take it home in
Meshicha. Well, you might have to take it to your Rishos, right? Because if I pull it in a Simta, and the place I'm pulling it to is my part of the Simta, then I'm taking it home, because that's my part of the Simta. Right? I mean, Meshicha only works if I'm mostly hit to an area where whatever part I'm using is mine while I'm using it. So I am taking it home. Right? So that's very clear. Sha'adayim biyad misechel. It's still the other guy who's just when I do hagbah. Ulamadar keshu liyom olitz v'chitach v'al liya nami ikar tzikana v'shichu l'mosh v'shuzo. And likewise, say v'shichu's drabbanon, because, like, the other guy shouldn't, like, let it burn down in the fire, and the ikar is bringing it home. What does picking it up mean? Picking it up is not mine. So, afi should take my hagbah, so why does hagbah work? It shouldn't be shoshit bi'al manasim l'mshochu. Because Hagbah and Mesir are Tchilas Meshicha. When I pick something up, I'm going to bring it home later. When I take the reins, especially if someone gives me the reins, I am going to bring it home later. So what did the Ramban say? The Ramban says very clear. He says, Kinyan Hagbah is the opposite of taking something into my possession. Kinyan Hagbah is Davka not taking something into my possession. What is it doing? It's doing something which shows that I am planning to take it into my possession. It's the beginning of a process that's moving in the direction of bringing it into my possession. So what I've done, basically, I've shown that I want to bring it into my possession later. Okay, so therefore, they're mitakin this kinyan midrabanan. But hagba is clearly not bringing something into... It's clearly not bringing something into my possession. It is not in my possession.
That's the Svarah of the Yad Raman.
So how does he deal with the Svarah? How can you say Agba is not bringing something into my possession? I think the answer is obvious. It comes out of all the Akhronim. Taka, how about Misvara, how can you say if I pick something that's not in my possession? Isn't whatever's in my hand in my possession? I don't understand. Right now, I have a 50 shekel bill. Right? I don't understand. This is not in my possession? What is the Ramban thinking? Hagba's not in my possession? Sure, it's in my possession. It might be in my possession unethically. I might be a goslin. But isn't this 50 shekel bill my... Who else's possession is in but my possession? It's in my hand. What, it's in my pocket, it's not in my possession? So what will the Ramban answer? Based on what all the Achronim say? Such as the Nesivos and others? He'll say... What's he going to say to the Yad Raman? Misvara. Isn't it Misvara that Kinyan Hagbah should be Kinyan Yad? Isn't it Misvara that Kinyan Hagbah should be Kinyan Yad, should be in my possession? So, okay. Let's see how he's going to answer that. One way of answering that might be the very, very radical Shitim Kubetzes explaining Rashi and Ksubos. What does Rashi say in Ksubos? Rashi says in Ksubos... There's a case of gochin va'achal. I lean over and eat something without picking it up. Ah, not kona. Or, actually, that's Rashi chatting anymore. Right? I lean over and I eat without picking it up. I'm not kona. Rashi says, what difference does it make if I pick it up or if I lean over and eat it? Right? Sometimes they have these contests, right? These, you have to like tie your hands behind your back and see how many things, what do they eat in those contests? Pies, right? In the Midwest, they have pie eating contests. You have to tie your hands behind your back and eat with your mouth. Yeah. No, in my house we have different contests. In my house, my kids have a different contest. You have to tie your silverware behind your back and eat with your hands. But we're not Zocher for that much, Rega. But let's say you're one of these pie eating contests, right? You tie your hands behind your, or you don't have to tie, just put your hands behind your back and you eat with your mouth. So that's different. Why is that different? Rashi says because you're not Kona. There's no Hagbah. Why is there Hagbah? You haven't picked it up three tefachim, right? It's still on the ground. So Tosa says, hold on a second. If it's in your mouth is in your Rishus. Exactly what? Who just asked this question? Who just asked the question? Aaron Shai, whoever asked the question against the Ramban. Isn't it obvious that what's in your hand is yours? Tosa says, isn't it obvious that what's in your mouth is yours? So within Rashi, the Shita Mugabetzes gives a famous answer, although it's famous in the name of the Mgini Shlomo. One of the earlier Achronim gave this answer, it's quoted by the later Achronim. And then the Ksos pointed out that, this answer from the Achronim was also found in the Shittim Gubetzis, in the latest Rishon early Achronim, whatever the Shittim Gubetzis account says. The Shittim Gubetzis says in Ksubos, he has another day later, one Amud later, he says, what are you talking about? He says, anything that's in your hand or your mouth is yours, is obviously yours, right? Didn't the Torah say the nuts of the Yadah? So V'lin Nira Diri Rashi El Ikrit. Shita Mugabetzes not only explains Rashi, agrees with Rashi. D'lo kasha klal mishmaitin d'le'el. D'vadein derech kniya b'fev filu yodu t'rach l'lumo sh'yitneh mehadu amur rav l'ing shav z'yodu z'lo chos l'lo k'dal l'davn k'ol shvir z'al l'kam mishmaitin b'garer v'hayin mishum d'lo matzinu b'darech yekniyos ela hagba m'shicha m'sira. No, we only heard of hagba m'shicha m'sira. There is no kinyan yad. Ugdol shum kol hagba, and hagba is the biggest kinyan. That dvar shadark and shayin nikin lagba, because things that you can't pick up, you have to pick up. Hilkach ain lemeidim migitin lidarkei akniyos. Don't learn from get to kinyan. In get v'nasim biyada, yes, yad is kol nigitin. Anyone learning gitin this year? Oh, only Ifra and everyone knows the famous ktosim or chayin and gitin. What's the chakira about v'nasim biyada? Right. What does v'nasa b'yadim mean by getting? Does it mean you should transfer ownership of the get? Or does it mean you should place the get in her hand? Is that a choshen mishpat, two words in the middle of Ebon HaEzer? Or not? This is a tremendous nafkamina. For example, could you give her the get through the Darkei, various Darkei Kinyanim, etc. We're not going to get into that now. That's a whole, gets into the whole question of, you can write and get a new Surah Hana'ah, but you can't be Makde Surah Hana'ah. So how does that work? So the answer is, maybe that works, because get is not an Asher Kinyan. Get is Venasa Begada. That's a ritual. There's a ritual Maisa, a ritual action of Venasa Begada. That has nothing to do with, Kinyanim. So, says the Shita Mugabetzes, and also the Megillah Shlomo, if you want to look it up there, we're based on Rashi, says, don't bring me a raya from get. He also suggests the Shita Mugabetzes goes back to an Amud later, and Lam Beis Malchus says, or maybe Takev Anas B'Yadu does mean Kinyanim. It means the woman has to pick it up through Tfachim. But it doesn't mean Kinyan Yad. What does the Shita Mugabetzes say? There is no Kinyan Yad. Why does it never say Kinyan Yad in Shas? Because there is no Kenyan Yad. Not because Agba is Kenyan Yad. Because there is no Kenyan Yad. What's in your hand is not yours. Just because something's in your hand doesn't mean that you're a Kohen. Having something in your hand is not a valid means of Kenyan. Now, usually when people have things in their hand, they're Kohen because they usually pick them up. But theoretically, if I had something in my hand without picking it up, that would not be a valid means of, or if I picked it up a Kol Shu, but didn't pick it up the requisite shear, which is three tefachim according to most Rishonim, and one tefach according to some. If I didn't pick it up the requisite shear, then that's not a kinyan. So, we have two radical possibilities. The Yad Rama says, kinyan agba is another word for kinyan yad. And the Shita Mugabetzes says, no, kinyan agba is a kinyan of hagba. There is no such thing as kinyan yad. And maybe that's what he would say the Ramban holds. Perhaps. You would say the Ramban says, what is Agba? It's a kinyan of showing that you want to bring it home later. It's a kinyan of showing that you're interested in acquiring something, theoretically. But, you haven't, it's not a kinyan of actually taking into possession yet, because there is no kinyan yet.
I sort of read it a little that it's this and that Vadi ain't there kinyan of it. Not that the kinyan itself is no good, but it's not, even if you hold it, it's Agba or Biyat, that's not a dera kinyan to do it with your mouth.
Va'afilu yado vutzrach limush.
Va'afilu, that's the second. He's continuing.
Okay, so the he is a little more equivocal. Because what he say? He says that and yad is only kona in a case where it's chashav lo kid dalid al dalid when it's in the right kind of rishus. So perhaps even though he says, you know, that we only found, then he says in the end, we only find Hagba, Mashiach, and Mesira, right? And Hagba is the greatest, and don't bring Raya from Nas B'Yado, because you can't bring Raya from Gittin. So, you're right, at first he's throwing in different possibilities. He says, well, it's not the Derech, and even if it was the Derech, like your Yad, first he says it's not the Derech. And even if it was the Derech like your Yad, says Yad only works because earlier you had a Mashiach into your Yad because your Yad is considered a separate Makom, so it works in Mashiacha. But then he says clearly, it's not the Derech. And even if it was the Derech, right? He adds, right? V'afilu Yadu, which is the Derech, that's only a special Limud, which is Mita Mashiacha, the Achron explained, that he explains a little later. But we don't find anything but Agba Mashiacha and Mesira. So in this mystery of what's the relationship between Yad and Hagba, which seem like the same thing, the Yad Ramah seems to say, well, there's only Kinyan Yad. Hagba is another word for Kinyan Yad. And the Jinyan Yad seems to say, there is no Kinyan Yad. Hagba means a Maisa Hagba, and there is no Kinyan Yad.
Just in terms of Ramban, is it possible that even if you hold that the purpose of the Kinyan is to be Moshe, but, you know, there's just so you need to, like, qualify the Maisa? You need a specific Maisa in order to demonstrate that you did that. So it's when the person's like bending down and eating the food, that wasn't like, even though yes, at the end of the day, it entered your rishus because you're eating it, but you didn't do a proper maisa.
What do you mean? You mean it's not the derech? What the Shimon Gatz says at first?
Yeah, or you have to show even rishus rabbim is doing a real hagba, meaning the point of the.
But what I'm saying is, if it's midin kinyan yad, you shouldn't have to do a proper maisa. Whatever's in your property is yours. I understand. If I put something in my chutzner in an unusual way, I'm not kona. It's in my house. If I put something in my house in an unusual way, I'm not kona. Of course I am. It's in my house. So that's the point. The point is that, even at the beginning, Shimon is saying, you have to do it the normal way because it's not Kenyan Yad. There is no Kenyan Yad. Yeah?
No, but again, just to push it a little further, the right from Gittin really is, It's not really that important because we're talking about a svara that when something comes into your hand, it's like coming into you. It's coming into your chatzer, regardless of
Sounds like Shimon denies that svara. He says that's not a good svara. Why? Because in my house is mine. If I am in your house, then whatever's in my hand is in your house.
But if it's in my pocket or if it's in my
then
it's obviously mine. If I have shlita, well, what is the purpose of a kinyan? The purpose of the kinyan is to transfer shlita from one to another.
Okay.
So if this accomplishes...
I fully admit that this sheet in Gubetzes and Megidin Shlomo, the Ksos quotes from Megidin Shlomo also, is very radical. It is very radical. It does seem that if something's in my hand, it should be mine, regardless of what property I am in. Like, my personhood should override the property.
I have control over it no matter where I am.
Okay, but I know it's a little borderline. On the one hand, it's in my pocket. This is machlokes in the Gemara, whether kilo shalmakim mishas kona, kilo shalkona mishas matne. It's in my pocket. My pocket's in your house. I don't know. Who does have more control over it? On the one hand, it's in my pocket. On the other hand, it's in your house.
Yeah, but you can't do anything.
Sure I can.
The same way he can't do anything to you, he can't do anything to his pocket.
Alright, that's a little unclear. I'm not sure. It depends if your home is your castle or not. I would bet that if you had two drug dealers or burglars of some sort, and there was a lot of money in one guy's pocket in the other guy's house, they would have a disagreement between the two of them as to who was really in charge of it and who was the possession. One guy would say, I'm leaving. The other guy would say, what do you mean? You're welcome to leave, but the money is staying. And they would end up, I don't know what would happen. Maybe they end up being Mekayim, the Arzor Rami Kerbecha.
This was doesn't belong to you, do with that.
Okay. No, but I think that it's, nowadays you're certainly used to the idea that, you can't go rifle through someone's pockets no matter where they are. But I'm not sure everyone agrees with that idea. We're very liberal nowadays. And reasonably so in this particular case. Okay, but I admit this is very radical. Lemaisa. Both the Yad Verma, for reasons we're about to see, and both the Yad Verma and the Shidim Gubetzes are very radical. The mainstream opinion, which it comes up a few places in the Rishonim that all the Achronim adopt, is the Deya of Tosos and Ksubos. What is Tosos saying Ksubos? What is Tosos saying Ksubos? If you have Kenyan Hagbah, right, the Yad Verma and the Sma say it is Kinyan Yad. It's because it's in my Rishos. The Shita Mekubetzes and the Megine Shlomo, based on Rashi, Ksubas, they have a strange Rashi in Ksubas. Rashi says, even if it's in my mouth being swallowed, if I didn't pick it up, three tefachim, I'm not kona. They say that's, what do you mean? If it's in your mouth, isn't that a kinyan? So they force to conclude, no, being in your body is not a kinyan. Only being in your house is a kinyan. What do they say? No. They say that the kinyan is a maisa hagba. Why? The kinyan is a maisa hagba. Why is it not kinyan yad? The answer is, there is no kinyan yad, which I admit is very radical. If something's in my hand, that's not a kinyan. V'nas b'yada. Okay, v'nas b'yada, you're right, kena. Fine, v'nas b'yada, that's getting, get might be a ritual, b'seder. But isn't it a good svara? The answer is, I guess they hold it's not such a good svara. But that's not the mainstream, you understand. That's too radical. What does Tosfos and Rov Rishonim and all the Achronim say? They say that... Well, what does Tosfos say in Ksubas? Anyone? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, let's go back. I just picked up this chair. The Yad Verma says I did a Kenyan Yad. Hagba is another word for Yad. The Shidim Gubetzes says, I did not, there is no Kenyan Yad. Instead, I did a Maisa Hagba. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos said, I did a Maisa Hagba, not a Kenyan Yad. But why did I do a Kenyan Yad? Isn't this far? Whatever's my hand is mine. So what does Tosfos say in Ksubas? Or the Nesivos on the Koroshit? How come this isn't a Kinyan Yad according to Tosos and the Poskim? Anyone?
Yeah,
Why am I not doing Kinyan Yad? What? I just been lifted. You didn't see it being... How do you think it got here? Why do I say it's in my hand? It's mine. Whatever's in my hand is mine. What does Tosa say? Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I guess you're right. It's because I read Tosfos. Let's go back for a second to Tosfos. I admit, I know you're all thinking to read Tosfos, not like the Nesivos. The mainstream way is like the Nesivos, however. All right, see here. I know why as well. Says Tosfos in Daf Lamed Aleph. He says, no. He says, Hagbah is not Kinyan Yad. But why? Isn't just for Kinyan Yad? Says Tosos. He says no. Koshalari, the Mashaykh Hagbah Vidarshim Tofis Biyadu Bapiv. The Vinasa Biyadu Amrachmana. The Re says, if something's in your hand, what do you need Hagbah? That's Vinasa Biyadu, that's Kinyan Yad. You don't need Hagbah if something's in your hand. Okay, what is Tosos? Tosos doesn't say it quite as explicitly as perhaps you figure out when you think about it. What does it mean? You don't need Hagbah when something's in your hand. Then when do you need Kinyan Hagbah? When do you need Kinyan Hagbah? When something is not in your hand. You don't need Hagbah. He says two different Kinyanim. Because Kinyan Yad is... when it's biyado, kinyan hagbah means when it's not biyado. So it says there are two different kinyanim. Unlike the Yad Ramah who says kinyan hagbah just means kinyan yad, or the Shiva says kinyan hagbah is different because there is no kinyan yad. So it says there's two different kinyanim. What they call tzvedians is a kinyan yad and there's a kinyan hagbah. Kinyan yad means what's in your hand is yours. What's in your hand is yours. You don't need Hagbah. What's in my hand is mine without Hagbah. Hagbah means what I'm picking up is mine without being in my hand. They're two separate kinyanim. There's a kinyan yad and a kinyan Hagbah, and those are two separate kinyanim. Now, the question merely, those are two separate kinyanim. For example, the Achronim gives some examples. What do they say? They say, when it's in my hand, that's Kinyan Yad. When it's not in my hand, that's Kinyan Hagbah. What they say is the Nafkamina. Well, Tos already gives a Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, you need to pick it up three Tfachim, right? When it's in my hand, Tos say, I don't need to pick it up three Tfachim, right? Right? The nafkamina being, when it's in my hand, I don't need to pick it up three tfachim. That's what Tosfos says. Yeah, but it's in my hand, I'm a kohen, even if I don't pick it up any tfachim. It's in my hand. When do I need to pick it up three tfachim? When it is not in my hand. That's what Tosfos says. What?
So it's a case
like that. So hold that thought. Another example would be, for example, the Achronim point out, what about Bal Korcha? Let's say I want to divorce my wife Bal Korcha, Vinasa Biyada. Right? So what do they point out? Here, when it's in my hand, then Mitgareshet Bal Korcha, even against her will, right? That's Vinasa Biyada. But Hagbah, the Achronim point out, only works bidaita. Hagbah, no, that's the, if I cause my wife to be the get, that's only if she agrees.
That's only in Gifu. That has nothing to do with Kinyanim, because clearly you could do any kid, if somebody could do any Kinyan in the world, if he has Bal Karcha, he doesn't have Das, he's not Kone. It doesn't matter what Kinyan he's doing, I mean physically.
Okay, but I think what the point they're saying is that Vinasa Biyada by get means Kinyan Yad, which is separate from Kinyan Hagbah. Therefore, since the Zeres Vinasa Bal Korcha only applies to Vinasa Biyada, the truth is that we're Machmer, L'chadchila, that you daf get to do Kinyan Yad and get. therefore, well, okay, let's come back to this in a moment. One second, what do we mean by this? Chaim just asked an important question. What do we mean in your hand, not in your hand? So, what are these two dinim? What does it mean hagba in your hand? What does it mean hagba not in your hand? So what does, answer my question. What does hagba not in your hand mean?
Maybe with the chicks?
Yeah. So one pshat, which is not the mainstream pshat, but maybe our Tosfos. Maybe that goes back and explains our Tosfos. What did our Tosfos say? It says, if you're holding it, even if it falls down, that's good enough. But if you're not holding it, what they call hagba mikocho, then it has to go up. Right? So maybe that's what our Tosfos means. What case is Yad? And what case is Hagba? So maybe, right? Maybe our Tosfos, the Ibn Uzzel, thinks that this is also Tosfos in Bava Kamma. It says, Ochez biyado, that's Kinyan Yad. And Ochez biyado is Kinyan Yad. But Hagbaha Mikocho, that's Kinyan Hagbaha. And therefore, it needs to go up. When does it need to go up? That's Hagbaha Mikocho. That's the case of the birds. If you're just doing Kinyan Hagbaha Mikocho, they need to go up. Hagbaha means going up. But if it's in your hand, then who cares if it's going up or down? You don't need hagba if it's in your hand. If it's in your hand, you have kinyan yad. What do you need? You just need for it to be in your hand and not anywhere else. So on its way down, it's in your hand, it's not anywhere else. That is a kinyan yad.
But the same talk about what kind of a kasha from the Talos. The Talos says the Talos pulled off the amud. The reason why it works is because you're holding it. So if you weren't holding it, it wouldn't. So there, the yad, you still need to stay off the ground, he says.
Oh, according to the second answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm in the first answer. I'm in the first answer of Tosos, although if you want to be medayik in our Tosos, it could be even the second answer. What's interesting about the second answer? He says, well, as long as it doesn't hit the ground. Everyone else says, parallel to Tosos, all the according to Tosos, as long as it doesn't get within 3 tefachim of the ground. Tosos says it doesn't hit the ground. Tosos makes it sound like you put it down and it goes down, it's a millimeter off the ground, that's good enough. Why? You haven't done Hagba. So it might be that even the second answer in Tosfos says Kinyan Yad. He just says Kinyan Yad has to have permanence, it can't be ephemeral. But as long as it's a kosher off the ground, that's good enough. Because Kinyan Yad, it doesn't need Hagba.
Tosfos is only talking about Hagba, it's not talking about Kinyan Yad.
In our Tosfos.
In Bava Kamma.
Tosfos and Bava
Kamma.
Okay, so I hold that thought. I will admit to you in a moment. Although Lemaisa Tosfos is talking about the Tosfos is talking about the case. Lo Koshiv Hagba, etc. And so this Pashim Shad is saying that Hashim Koshiv Hagba Tfei. Okay. I admit. So maybe our toast is the first answer, maybe even the second answer. If you say literally, it just has to not touch the ground. Why doesn't have to be 3 tefachim off the ground? Maybe since Kinyan Yad, he just requires Kinyan Yad to be more than fleeting. Maybe our toast is saying that the difference is if it's in your hand, that's Kinyan Yad, and that's why you're kona even if it just went down. If it's not, if it's mikocho, if you indirectly cause it to move upwards, then I don't know. You sit on the other end of the seesaw, right? Or you not the scare of the birds, or whatever the case may be, then that's Kinyan Hagba, and that requires it to move up. However, that is not the mainstream, and as Yishai correctly points out, that's certainly not what it sounds like from the Lashon of the parallel Tosfos of Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, they're both kinds of Hagba. Just one is a better Hagba because it's in your hand. So Yishai is correct. So the mainstream, all the Achronim understand, and this is also the Pashim Pshat. The main Shim Pshat is that, going back to this question, does anyone here have common sense? Why don't I say, whatever's in my hand is my possession? After all, it's in my hand. Is the chair in my hand?
No.
Not the entire chair. Right? Right? What do we say about the actual part of the chair that's in my hand, the Nafzayim? Command the Pasuk dummy. Yeah, command the Pasuk dummy. A few inches of fabric and plastic, whatever else are in my hand. But it's not really in my hand. It's being affected by my hand, but it's not really in my hand. I mean, is that really true? This in my possession? It's inside my... It's not inside my hand. It's not... I don't understand. If I... Let's say I have a house. Out of my house, there's a hook over the street, and there's a chair hanging on the hook. Is that in my possession because it's hanging on my house? No, it's in the street. You can see it different ways. Not so pasha. So mainstream psak is not the abrama, is not the shiyum betzes. The mainstream understanding, I'll just make sure everyone can see it, is all the achronim, paskin, that's the nesivus on the page. That's very simple. When it's kulo biyado, that's kinyan yad. Kinyan yad means it's all in your hand. If you've ever been to a bezdin, to see a mesiris haget in the way l'chachilu l'chomras, there's a gemara, it says, shinina lo tavid uvda ad mati liyada, says that at the very least, as a gzeres, as a hirus, you should never be misadar get unless you do the kinyan yad. Well, that's what it sounds like. So when you go to bezdin, they give the get, they put the whole get in her hand. They fold it up so that it all fit in her hand. So she will have a kinyan yad. Just to be able to say all the possible shittos. That's kulo biyado, kinyan yad. When it is, you know, oches, miktsaso biyado, the miktsas is biyado is kinyan yad. That's the rule of man deposit dummy. Although, man deposit dummy, remember we learned, might only apply to things that will be useful if you split them, right? So that may or may not be ruled by the Pasuk. That is Kinyan Hagbah. What's the Chiddush of Kinyan Hagbah? The Chiddush of Kinyan Hagbah presents that aren't in my hand, they are being supported by my hand. That is a Kinyan Hagbah. Right now, I am not doing a Kinyan Yaduk, and this is how we Pasuk. This is the accepted Psak Lamaisa of the Achronim. This is the mainstream shot. I am not doing a Kinyan Yad on this marker. Now I'm doing a Kinyan Yad on the marker. But normally, when you take things, normally you're Magbiyah. Whoever put the whole thing in his hand, he's Magbiyah. That's only for tiny things, right? If I give you a half shekel piece, you will put it all in your hand. But normal items are too big to fit in your hand. So if they're too big to fit in your hand, fine. There's a Machlok Zachronim. What if I go like this? You know, it's all like in the airspace of my hand. That is a Machlok Zachronim. But that's also very near. Normal things, you pick up one end, the other end hangs out over the Rishos HaRabim or the Chatzar HaMokar, etc. So that's not Kinyan Yad. That's not in my hand. That is supported by my hand. That is Kinyan Hagbah. So, just Halach L'maisa, there are, and that's exactly what the Poskim, Paskim, it so says, if I want to divorce my wife, Bal Karcha, again, nowadays we wouldn't, but theoretically, that if I put it all in her hand, that's a Kinyan Yad, it works Bal Karcha. If I put it partially in her hand and it's sticking out in the air, that's only a Kinyan Hagbah, and that does not work. Bal Karcha, and that's the post today. Also, if I take something, I want to be Kone this, what's something small? Hold on. Thought I had a shekel. Okay, I want to be Kone this watch. If I want to be Kone this watch, Paskin the Poskin, if I go like this and it's all in my hand, I want to be Kone this watch. If I go like this and it's all in my hand and I lift it up a millimeter, I'm Kone. Why? Kinyan Yad. But if I want to pick it up a normal way, like this, I pick it up a millimeter. That's not Kinyan Yad. That's Kinyan Hagbah. I have to pick it up three tefachim to be Kinyan Hagbah. Or for example, the pen in the, you know, the Edom at the Chuppah, right? So if I give him the pen and the guy gets the whole pen in his hand, he has a very large hand somehow, the whole pen in his hand, then even if he doesn't pick it up terribly much or at all, he's Kone. But if, how does a normal people take a pen? You go like this, right? You have to pick it up three tefachim because that's a Kinyan Hagbah. That is not a Kinyan Yad. That is a mainstream psak of the Achronim. That Kinyan Hagbah is different than Yad. In which case, in our Tosos, It's just talking about different levels of Kinyan Hagbah, which is exactly what Yishai said, which is before in the Lashon of Tosfos in Bava Kamma. So even though, this is the conversation I had with Ginnom yesterday, you might at first want to say, we had a slightly different angle, you might want to say that it's defensible, say that our Tosfos is talking about Kinyan Yad versus Kinyan Hagbah. That's what our Tosfos means, that there's Kinyan Yad if I'm holding the end of my hand, and that's why it works even though it's falling down. Kinyan Hagbah is if I'm not holding it at all, and that's why it has to move up. But that's not the accepted mainstream shot. The accepted mainstream shot is that it's only Kinyan if it's all in my hand. Tosfos is discussing two kinds of Kinyan Hagbah. One Kinyan Hagbah when it's partially in my hand, and the other Kinyan Hagbah when it's not in my hand at all, and there's a difference between those two different things, but that's all within Kinyan Hagbah. Neither of those is Kinyan Yad. Okay, so, just to, before we get to the Yad Ramah, I saw in the footnotes of the Ktsos that there's a very, he wants to bring a raya to the Yad Ramah, so let's just chazer for a second. What? It's often a very confusing thing to yeshiva guys. They hear Kinyan Yad all over the Rishon, all over the Achronim mostly, and they go through Shas, they don't find Kinyan Yad, and you know, they wonder what's going on. So the answer is, there are three answers. The Yad Ramah says, Kinyan Yad is Shas, that's what Kinyan Hagbah means. Shidu Gubetzes, and Yinu Shlomo said, there is no Kinyan Yad. Ein Lemei Demi Gerishin, there is no Kinyan Yad, there's only Kinyan Hagbah, which is different. And the Tosos and the Meishim showed up and say, no, there are two different Kinyanim. There is Kinyan Yad, which isn't mentioned so much as Shas, but is really a Kinyan. And there's Kinyan Hagbah, which is a different Kinyan than Kinyan Yad. And what's the difference between them? So some people want to say, the Evan Ozel wants to say, in the day of Tosos in Bava Kamma, and the Meiri sounds like this in the name V.H. Omer, not himself, in Kiddushin, that Kinyan Yad means if I'm holding it at all, and Kinyan Hagbah means if I'm causing it to go up. But most Achronim assume, in which case our Tosos is talking about the difference between Yad and Hagbah, most Achronim assume, no, our Tosos don't have Hagbah. Whether I'm just indirectly causing it to move up, or whether I'm holding it partially, that's only Hagbah. Yad means when it's all in my hand, and that's a very rare case that it would all be in my hand, which is why it's not discussed so much in Shas.
It's just a question in the
Kedushin
about how do you do Hagbah on an elephant. That's it. Problem for the Yad Ramah, would agree, because
hold that thought, good. Now, the I saw in the footnotes of the Ksos brings a raya from the Meshovim Nesivos, not really the Meshovim Nesivos, right? What's the Meshovim Nesivos? The Meshovim Nesivos is the Ksos, he wrote the Ksos, the Nesivos saw the Ksos, and wrote in the Nesivos arguing on the Ksos, and then, he says, I also deserve a chance, so he wrote a Meshovim Nesivos, defending the Ksos against all the attacks of the Nesivos. In this very long one, the long Meshovim Nesivos, since of an Ayin Beis and Kavi Lamed, this is not the Meshovim Nesivos, this is not the Ksos himself. The Meshovim Nesivos is the Ksos. This is the Haggah, right? I think when I Zurek said, it started with the word Haggah. Where is it? Right, Haggah. It's not clear exactly who wrote the Haggah, so the Meshovim Nesivos. I assume in a Stam, it's the same person who wrote the Haggah of some of the other Ksos' works, which is his son-in-law, Shir. I don't know if anyone ever learned Jewish history. Shlomo, I think, Yehuda Rappaport. One of the early Maskilim. One of the earliest Maskilim. Shlomo Yitzchak Rappaport, sorry. One of the earliest Maskilim. He was called Shir, Shlomo Yitzchak Rappaport. He was a son-in-law of the Ksos, and one of the first people who battled against the Reform, when they started Reform Judaism.
Prague.
He ended, for the last couple of decades of his life, he was a rabbi of Prague, and it's funny, he grew up in much more from areas, and he was like considered big Moscow and Pussel. And then he moved to Prague, where the reformers were in charge, and he became a Haredi Kanoi, because he wrote books against the reformers. So I guess it's all a matter of context. Anyway, so I assume it was him, because he wrote most of the Haggos. It's Mefurish that he wrote the Haggos in the Avnei Miluim, and I think it's normally assumed that he wrote most of the Haggos in the Ktsos's Svarim, but I can't be sure. Someone wrote the Haggah, whether it was Shir, or whether it was a very fascinating character, figure. Whether it was Shir or anyone else wrote a Haggah, and showed me the Sivos, so what did he say? He said something a little strange, because he trying to say this is what the Ramban holds. This is obviously not what the Ramban holds from the one on the cover sheet from Kiddushin. But nonetheless, he says, no, this is a machlokes from Yochanan Rish Lakish. What's the machlokes from Yochanan Rish Lakish? Mida oraisa, what's koneh? Metaltolin. What's the machlokes? Is mida oraisa Meshicha Kona or Midaraisa Ma'os Konos. So, says the, now, if you ask where does Hagbah fit in, the Ramban sounds like, well, no one really thinks Hagbah is Kona Midaraisa, give me a break. That's just like a Havamid of doing Meshicha. They're arguing about good things like Meshicha and Ma'os. But what does the Hagbah in the Yishuv Nesiva say? I keep losing it. He says that the Ramban never says if you're holding something that's Meshicha. He just says, Mesirin Agbah is Kona, the whole of Poly Rabbi Yochanan Agbah Kona called Makkel. Rabbi Yochanan never disagreed. No Amora disagreed that Agbah is Kona, Midoraisa. That's what he means. Well, Poly Rabbi Yochanan means, but Poly Rabbi Yochanan, Rishlakish, and Machoros. No one disagrees that Agbah is Kona, Midoraisa. Agbah is Kona, Midoraisa, Lukuyama, even if Mashiach is not Kona, Midoraisa. Agbah is Kona, Midoraisa. Everyone knows Agbah is Kona, Midoraisa. Why does he think everyone knows Agbah? First of all, everyone doesn't. The Ramban says Hagbah is lower than Meshicha. He's saying Hagbah is higher than Meshicha. Even if you hold Mo'os Konos, you're like, Mo'os Konos, and of course Hagbah, it goes without saying. So why does he think about Hagbah is Konos Midoraisa? So I saw in the footnote of Mishnah Nesivos points out, but you can figure out without the footnote of Mishnah Nesivos. In any case, he probably holds like the Yad Rama. If Hagbah is a Kenyan Yad, then Taka, that makes sense. Of course Hagbah is Konos Midoraisa L'Kuli Alma. No one's arguing that Vanasa Biyada. Don't give me Shidun Gubat says. Don't give me the Tosos and the Achronim. No one's arguing if you know about Vinasa Miyada. Of course that's Kona Bechol Makum. So it seems that if you ask the fundamental question, let's use a little more. Basically, if here is Kinyan Hagbah, you have the Yad Rama and the Sma who say it's Kinyan Yad. And you have everyone else who says not Kenyan Yad. Whether because of the radical idea there is no such thing as Kenyan Yad, or the mainstream idea that Hagbah is not Kenyan Yad because Kenyan Yad is when it's in your hand and Hagbah when it's not fully in your hand. Hagbah is not Kenyan Yad. The Nafgamina should be this Meshoviv Nesivos, right? If you hold it, Nafgamina should be Midoraisa. If you hold the Kenyan Yad, then you should hold like the Hagah in the Meshoviv Nesivos, who says, Kone min HaTorah L'Kuli Alma. What do you mean? It's Kone min HaTorah L'Kuli Alma. After all, it's Kenyan Yad. Isn't that in the Torah? Isn't that a Svara in the Torah? If you hold it's not a Kenyan Yad, then it should not be Kone min HaTorah L'Kuli Alma, which is Mefurish in the Ramban. Which before is the Ramban and Kiddushin, that it's not Konim Deraisa L'Kuli Alma. You might say it's Konim Deraisa according to some people, or you might say, like the Ramban says, like it's not Konim Deraisa according to anyone, but it's certainly not Konim Deraisa L'Kuli Alma. That is the Ramban in Kiddushin. The tricky part about the Yad Rama is the following problem, the end of our Tosos. According to Yad Rama, what doesn't make sense? According to the Adonai, what doesn't make sense?
Birds.
How are you calling the birds?
Right,
if they're not in your hand, then that shouldn't be called Hagbah. How are you calling the birds? So, the other nafkamina should be Hagbah mikocho. So if your Hagbah is not Kenyan Yad, it's a new Kenyan of Hagbah, then, of course Hagbah mikocho is Kone. And that is Tosfos, based on the Gemara in Chulin, and perhaps in Kiddushin also, right? In Kiddushin they ask, how are you going to be an elephant? And they say, Chavilei Zmoros, right? With big bundles of hay. I mean, not technically hay, but let's call it hay for contemporary zoos. With big bundles of hay. So it's Machlokes what that means. Rashi says it means you pull it onto a big bundle of hay. And Rabbeinu Shalom said it means you hold a big bundle of hay out the third story window and it jumps to get it. So, if you take Rabbeinu Mishalom's shot, then that also proves that Agbah Mikocho is Kona. Right, so now, depending on your Hashkafic stripe, Nassim Slifkin types, including Nassim Slifkin himself, pointed out that Mistamer Rabbeinu Mishalom is not the right shot of the Gemara because elephants can't jump. And just Rabbeinu Mishalom didn't live in a country where there were elephants, so he didn't know whether or not elephants can jump. But Chazal knew whether or not elephants could jump. Because they did live in a country where they would have seen elephants or traveled to a place they would have seen elephants.
The egg was bigger in those times, maybe in those times they had elephants.
Unless in those times the elephants could jump. That's also possible. Oh, so anyway, Rabbeinu Meshulam's shot is a problematic shot. I mean, the Rashba also doesn't like Rabbeinu Meshulam's shot because he says, what do you mean? If the elephant jumps, it can't stay in the air. Right? It's not a bird. Right? It can't stay in the air, so how could that count? Like, if something jumps but immediately has to fall down, there's no way that could count. So he doesn't like it for technical reasons. But you could also have questions on it for historical reasons, scientific reasons, that you're not sure if elephants can jump. But in any case, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Gemara in Kiddushin also said you're kona if you cause something to move upwards. And certainly, according to the Gemara in Chulin, if you make the animal move upwards, you are kona. So that makes a lot of sense if it's not a kinyan yad. If it is a kinyan yad, then this is very, very difficult for the yad rama. Who said it's very difficult for the yad rama? No one in those words, but by proxy, who says it's difficult for the yad rama? No, I'd rather think it's because the sma says the same thing to the other rabbis. Well, but beyond your kona, Nikto said to the sma, what are you talking about? Because the sma is kami shudaf mishud rav mishud mochum kol mag mashmi bi bi yado maybe also lushuso kol mashu bi yado the mari kulum mugana beso. He says kin and yad. What does the sma and the other mouth think? Even if it's only partially in my hands, that still counts as in my hands, and that's in my possession. So it says v'nira, it's not true. Nafilech the inam bi yado manshul mugman mi kocho. And in Bav Metzia by us. Right? So, what the Ktzo says, what do you mean? I have a Gemara against the Yad Ramah. It's not true. You're saying Hagbah is Kinyan Yad. Hagbah has to be something different than Kinyan Yad. After all, if I never touch it, I just cause it to move upwards, I'm Kona. And if I cause it to move downwards, I'm not Kona. That's Artosis. If I cause it to move upwards, I'm Kona. Doesn't that prove that Hagbah is not Kinyan Yad? So, the Ktzo says, it's a Kushya from the Gemara in Chulin, as quoted in our Tosfos. Okay, from Tosfos, you know if there's a Kasha. The Yad Ramah has a lot of disagree with Tosfos. But Tosfos has a Gemara backing him up. So how do you defend the Yad Ramah? So this is, you're asking me, why is the Yad Ramah's shot not mainstream? I kept saying how that's not the mainstream shot. The Yad Ramah's not mainstream shot because it's a Gemara against him. Because the Gemara says that you're kona the birds by beating on the nest and making them fly. So that sounds like delig behu v'liknu, the Gemara says, right? Sounds like a kinyan hagbah. So this actually makes the Yad Ramah very, very difficult, and why all the achronim assume the sma is mafrach. They assume the sma and the Yad Ramah are mafrach. To defend the Yad Ramah, I think you have to go one of two. Anyone want to defend the Yad Ramah?
I mean, you could say it's not really mikocho. It's the same thing as lifting it. It's moving the cage. You're lifting the cage. That's what. It's an extension of your hands. What you're doing.
You're saying it's not that you hit the cage and make them hit the nest to make them fly. It's that you take a stick and you pick the nest up.
You move it a little. It's like upward.
That's okay. That's not the pasuk shot. The ligbuhu sounds like you make them fly up. What you're saying is that litrof sounds like you knock it and make it fly up.
Rashi says there that they're talking about the eggs and the chicks.
Okay. So perhaps a little bit bedochak. It's not the simple shot of the Gemara. A little bit bedochak. Maybe you could say that the litgabhu vikaninu ziltrogan gabu vikaninu. That what it really means is you actually like you pull a cat in the hat, right? You take your stick and you pick up the whole nest, so therefore everything is in your hands. And it's talking about not mikocho, it's talking about in your hands. Just, I mean, obviously, I think this is a good svara. What if I have a pile of three things? If I have a pile of three things, so all three of them are in my hand, right? That's reasonable, right? So likewise, I have a pile of three things, a stick, a nest, and birds. So all three of them are in my hands, perhaps. I think it's a little not shot in the Gemara because trof sounds like you're beating it, not lifting it, and deligabu sounds like they're indirectly becoming gavoa. But perhaps you could give that answer.
So
sounds like I'm at Kinyan Agbav starting up being Potter from.
That is, you're quoting the. Right, now the problem is that the Shach points out that the Yamshel Shlomo doesn't make any sense. But perhaps you can defend based on the Yamshel Shlomo. So I think you have to give one of two answers. Either one, you have to say, Alpi, the Yamshel Shlomo. What does the Yamshel Shlomo say? The Yamshel Shlomo says, I don't understand our Tosfos. Says, I don't understand our Tosfos in Bava Metzia and in Bava Tama. Why do they think this proves that Agbav Mikocho works? It's not a Kenyan Hagbah. What Kenyan is it? It's a Kenyan Chatzer. It's a Kenyan Chatzer. What happens? It's not that the receiver is acquiring them. It doesn't mean the receiver hits the nest and acquires them through Kenyan Hagbah. It means the owner of the field hits the nest and acquires the babies through Kenyan Chatzer. Why does he need to hit the nest in order to acquire the babies through Kenyan Chatzer? It's in his Chatzer. What? But why can he acquire them with Kenyan Chatzar without hitting the nest? I understand. A baby egg or chick is born in my house. So can I acquire it with Kenyan Chatzar without hitting the nest? Why don't you hit the nest? So the answer is, because I can't be Kona the baby or the eggs as long as... As long as the mother's on them. So it means I hit the nest, the mother flies away. Once the mother flies, now I can be Kona the babies. Because the mother's not on them anymore. But that was just a detail of like getting rid of the Shiloh HaKan problem. Right? I mean, I can't do a Kenyan Chatzar on something where the mother's on the birds. Because of Shiloh HaKan. That's the Shiloh HaKan issue. The Kenyan is Kenyan Chatzar. So he says, Yamshel Shlomo, he says, the Kenyan is Chatzar, not Hagbah. What does it mean to Lisgabhu Veliknu? Doesn't mean they should rise up and I'm quoting the Kenyan Hagbah. It means the mother should rise off the bird so it's not called. And then once the mother is no longer rovetzes, I can be called the Kenyan Chatzer. In which case, Taka, Kenyan, meaning, what's he saying? And.
Why can't you be called
the bird's lost mother's age? And Hagba Mikocho doesn't work. Who says Hagba Mikocho works? Hagba Mikocho doesn't work. The elephant? That's not Hagba Mikocho. Elephants can't jump anyway. What that means is I bring my bundles of hay and put the elephant on my bundle of hay. That's not Hagba Mikocho. That's the animals on my bundle of hay. The Gemara Mechulin doesn't mean Hagba Mikocho is Kona. It means Hagba Mikocho gets rid of the mother. Once I got rid of the mother, even didn't get rid of her, but made her no longer touching the babies, then I can be Kona Mikocho. If you ask, why can't I be Kona? The simple shot is, I'll give you the simple shot, because that's considered Lekicha Sa'im Alabanim. If I'm Kona, that's called a Lekicha, and therefore I can't do a Lekicha as long as the mother is on the eggs. Even though I just do Kinyan Chatzar. I can't do a Kinyan Chatzar, because that would be Lekicha while the mother's on them.
Well, you're Kona both of them at the same time, and they're not separating.
It doesn't matter. That's Usher. It's usher for me to catch both of them at the
not
same
to
time.
Catch a Kona and leave them in the same place.
So that's also usher.
Really?
Yes, that's still usher. You're right, it's a technicality. Right? It's a technicality. Who cares that it was Kona, right? Meaning really that's with the intention of the Torah that I shouldn't have a chalos kinyan while they're all sitting there minding their own business and don't notice? It doesn't matter. Technically, I'm doing a lekicha while the aim is on the button. I don't care whether I'm actually being mean to animals. Technically, I'm violating the Isser, like most Isserim. You know, you could say the reason is X, Y, and Z, but Lamaisa, technically, whatever, if what you're doing can be called Usser, it's Usser. If not, not.
Why aren't you calling if there's an Isser?
What?
If there's an Isser, why can't you be calling?
So that's a good question. Is it that you shouldn't? Or that you are, is that you're not allowed to, or that you're not able to?
You're not Kona
it could very well be that I am Kona, I'm just not allowed to, but some Achronim claim that actually it doesn't work. This gets into Kaldo Milstam, Rachman Losavni of Mahani Lo Mahani, maybe we'll learn that some of the summer. I'm not getting into that, that's getting too far afield. Anyway, the problem is the Shach points out, the Shach that's parallel to this Tzos and Sma points out. I think, or maybe the Shach someplace else. Okay, the Shach someplace. Find the Yamshel Shlomo footnotes, you find the Shach. The Shach someplace points out this Yamshel Shlomo doesn't make any sense. Because this Yamshel Shlomo is the maskana of the Gemara's Kenyan Chatzar. But that wasn't the Hav meaning of the Gemara. The Hav meaning of the Gemara is Zildrov HaKadosh, the Gav HaBalikim. Go make them go up Mikona. The Gemara says, Ela Mikna, look Mikna, look Mikna, Sudar. If you want to do a Kenyan, just do a Kenyan Sudar. They say, no, rather, what it meant is that, meaning if the buyer wants to buy them, why not do Sudar? So no, rather meant is not the buyer is acquiring them, the seller is acquiring them through Kenyan Chatzar. So, but the maskana is that you're right, it's the seller acquiring through Kenyan Chatzar, it's not a Kenyan Agba at all. He's just making the mother go away, so he's doing Kenyan Chatzar on the babies. But the have amina is that the buyer is acquiring them. They said, why is it so hard for the buyer to acquire them? Just do Kenyan Sudar. So in the what's the have amina in the Gemara? The have amina is that the buyer is acquiring them. How is the buyer acquiring them in the have amina? Not through Chatzar, it's not his Chatzar. Must be through Kenyan Hagbah. So what they point out is that no, Tosus really does have a good raya from the Havamina of the Gemara in Chulin. The Havamina is that it wasn't a Kenyan Chatzar, so it must be a Kenyan Hagbah. So this Yom Shalom is a little tricky. What he's doing is saying, I'm ignoring the Havamina. Saying, you know what? You can't pass in from Havaminas. So it's a little dachuk. Why is this dachuk? The Yom Shalom sounds like he's not dachuk. Sounds like the rest of the world is lunatic and he's the only sane person left. This is what he means. Look at the Maskana of the words. Kenyan Chatzar, nothing to do with Hagbah. No, everyone else is not crazy. The Yamsha Shlomo is peculiar. Everyone else says, but the Havamina Gemara is Kenyan Hagbah. The Yamsha Shlomo hasn't told us what the Havamina of the Gemara is. So, you have to, apparently Yamsha Shlomo thinks, you can ignore the Havamina of the Gemara. You don't have to bring rayas from Havaminas. And if I mean the Havamina, you never know what's in a Havamina. You can't prove halachas from a Havamina. Here, I'm adding to the Yamsha Shlomo. The Shach and the Achronim say in the Yamsha Shlomo, but isn't the Havamina like Tosfos? Says, you can't bring rice from Havamina. So you have to, the dachuk part is, you have to ignore the Havamina of the Gemara. Because the Havamina sounded like Kenyan Hagbah, so you have to ignore the Havamina. Or come up with some very creative shot on the Havamina, like what Chaim said, or... You know, that maybe it meant they would move up and then fly to a different or something. It's a little bit tricky. Even though Tosos has one day in Bava Kamma that making things move up only works for animals, not for metaltolin. Because only animals, normally you make them move up on their own. But still, he still admits for animals it works, right? That still against Yadmah. So one way to be is the Yadmah has to be Nidchak. He says, I have a Sma on my side and a Yamsha Shlomo on my side. Okay? He says, look, I'm not alone here. The Sma says, Hagbah means biyado. And the Yamsha Shlomo says, don't bring me a raya from Chulin, because I'm willing to ignore the Havamina and go according to the Maskana. And Chulin, the Maskana is that, again, the Havamina is that the buyer is acquiring them by hitting it with Hagbah. The Maskana is that the seller is hitting it to acquire them through Kenyan Chatzar. He says, ignore the Havamina, I'm willing to deal with the Maskana. That's one dachuk way of defending the Yad Raman, saying Hagbah Mikoko is not Kona. The other way is the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram says, based on this Gemara, we have to say that the Yad Raman didn't mean what he sounded like he said. Right? He has to take the Yad Raman a little off dafka. That's what the Dvar Avram says. Says, you know what? The Yad Raman admits Hagbah Mikocho works. And when he said, isn't it obvious that Yad works? What did he really mean? He means, isn't it a reasonable svara that Kocho is almost as good as Yad and should work. So now that, not what the Yadmah sounds like he's saying, that's what he says here. He says that, Bir Ledvarav, the Avgav Dol Bini Hagbal Shimun of Yadam Lamish, you don't really need to pick it up with your hand. Dim Ken Kenyan Yadu. He says, no, really, the Yadmah is the same as Tosos Nechronin. If it's in your hand, that's Kenyan Yad. Mikobakum Kocho Namikaz Rishu. So, really, when you talk about Mikocho, all the Yadmah meant is that Hagbah Mikocho also counts as if it's in my Yeshus. The Yad Ramah didn't really mean it's Kenyan Yad. What does he say? He said, the Yad Ramah is really like Tosfos and the Achronim who say Hagbah is different from Kenyan Yad and therefore Hagbah Mikocho works. Of course, there's no longer a kasha from the Grand Chulin, because he never meant to say that Hagbah is Kenyan Yad. He meant Kocho is like Yad. That's all he meant to say. He meant to say that Hagbah is different than Yad. He just meant it's like Kenyan Yad. Right? All he meant is all the Rama meant is that Hagbah is like being biyado. And he says that's why he needed to bring all these proofs. You think he was really bringing proofs that Yad is Kona? Nah, that's too obvious. He was bringing proofs that causing something to move up, even if you don't touch it, is like Yad is Kona. What did he mean? Let's say I caused the birds to move up. Where are the birds now? They're sort of in limbo, right? They're in the air. If they're in the air, in whose possession? Something's in the air, whose possession is it in? So you might say, whoever's airspace it's over, right? I don't know, it's not so posh. A common sense person would say it might depend on the circumstances, right? But it's not so posh. Is it a plane flying over my airspace? Is that a my rishus? Not so posh, right? If there's a baseball flying through my yard, is that a my rishus? So on the one hand, you could say, well, whatever's in the airspace is in the rishus, so whoever's airspace it's in. The other thing is saying, no, you know what? If I make something go into the air, then the air is hefker. The air is, is whoever puts things in the air, they're in charge of them, right? So therefore, when I make something go up, it's now ki'ilu in my rishos, similar to being in my hand. Not that it's a kinyan yad. It's just ki'ilu in my rishos because I made it go up. So if I kick a bird and make it fly up, now since I made that bird no longer be in anyone's land, now it's free in the air. So, I made that bird go in the air. If I make that bird go in the air, then now it's more in my possession than anyone else's. It's like if I hit a baseball. So, it's in my possession. I made it go through the air there. It's not in anyone's land. Okay, that's his chiddush. Whatever is high, whatever is off the ground, is in the possession of whoever made it go off the ground. But he really didn't mean it's kinyan yad. He really means this like everyone else. It's separate from kinyan yad. Just that... it's like kinyan yad. In which case, if you didn't really mean it, then there's no kash against him. Okay, so if you want to say the Yad Raman meant what he said, and said what he meant, Allah, the case in Daf Chavav, then you have to say that he ignores the Havamina in Chulin and just goes to Maskanim Kinyan Chavs like the Amshel Shlomo. And that somehow he feels like you can't bring rise from Havaminas, the Havaminas were flawed, and you shouldn't bring rise from Havaminas, or has something else up his sleeve, like Vincent or someone else might suggest. Or you have to stick with the Yad Yad and Tavar Avram and say there is no such sheet as the Yad Ramah. He really means the same thing as everyone else. He just says it in a funny way. And what he meant to say is that anything which Amad Bia, even though it's not Kinyan Yad, is like Kinyan Yad. And that's all he meant to say, right? Let's read it again. He's not talking about kinyan yad, but what's in your hand. That's kinyan yad. That's not kinyan yad. Can you talk about something separate? That kocho kirshuso, when I make something go up, that's like bringing it into my rishos. Kirshuso. Okay. Now, yes?
Why would the Avraham take the definitions of rishuyot and yavin Shabbos?
And because he's trying to defend the Avraham. Without ignoring the Havamina and the Gemara. I mean, he's stuck. Right? Meaning... there aren't great options for this Yad Ramah. Like, this Yad Ramah is like a great shita, very simple. Kinyan Hagbah is just another word for Kinyan Yad, except for the fact that it's against the Gemara. So either you have to be willing to ignore at least the Havamina in the Gemara, say, let's only stick with the Maskana, forget the Havamina, which is strange. What do you mean ignore the Havamina? The Havamina wasn't trying to say something, right? Or you have to say, the Yad Ramah didn't mean what he said. Okay, I'm stuck. Moshe, I'm going to need your help at some point. Now, let's just end with one very, very pashut. Let's end with one very, very pashut question that comes out of our discussion. So far, we have had I'm not sure if it's called Hakira. We've had a discussion of the relationship between Hagbah and Yad. We have seen three possibilities, the major possibility, the difficulty with the radical possibility, the difficulty with Shittim Gubetz is that no one's really willing to swallow that there's such things as Kenyan Yad, Isvara. The difficulty with Yad Ramah is that it works great except he's against the Gemara of Hagbah Mikocho, and you either have to say he didn't mean it or ignore a line in the Gemara, which Some Akronim seem to help you do, but it's still strange. And the mainstream shot that no, there is Kinyan, where they're two separate things. Either Yad is when you're holding it, Hagbah is when you're not holding it, or more mainstream Yad is when it's all in your hand, Hagbah is when none or a little of it is in your hand. Now, just within Kinyan Hagbah, the Dvar Avram brings up an interesting question, which is, what is the nature of Kinyan Hagbah? Not the relationship between the Yad. One derech is the Yad Verma. The nature of Kinyan Hagbah is the pshat of the Yad Verma. The nature of Kinyan Hagbah is it's Kinyan Yad, and it works by the totsa'ah of the item being in my rishos, right? As opposed to the Ramban, who says it's not Kinyan Yad, and it's not in my rishos in any way, shape, or form, right? That's what he says. Mashiach brings it to my rishos. What is Hagbah? Hagbah is showing that I want to control it, showing that I want to be that I want to take it home, right? It is, yeah?
When we see the Ramban examine Rishus to the extreme that he picks it up, puts it down, it's not his?
No. It's only his, because when he picks it up, he has shown that he wants to do Mashiach and bring it into his Rishus. He's begun to bring it into his Rishus. The answer is, beginning to bring it into my Rishus is Kone. Right? That's the point. I mean, the Mashiach is Kone, I'm actually bringing it into my Rishus. Hagbah's codex, I'm showing that I want to bring into my rishos. What if I don't in the end? The answer is just showing that I want to start bringing into my rishos is good enough. That's the chiddush of Hagbah. That's what it means. Hagbah is only alasa de mashicha. Hagbah's codex, it shows that I want to do a mashicha. Now again, according to the Achronim, he would say that's only when it's not all in my hand. When it's all in my hand, that's a different story. But in Kinyan Hagbah, right, if I go like this, it's not all in my hand, then the Yad Ramah would say, Kinyan Yad, it's in my Rishos, I'm Konix, it's in my Rishos, it's as if it's in my house, it's like Kinyan Chatzer. The Ramban would say, no, when I pull it, that's bringing to my Rishos. Up and down is not anyone else's Rishos. What do you mean? Up, down, it's the same Rishos. The only reason I'm going to Konix is because I'm showing that I want to bring it home. Right? Basically, it's not in my Rishos, it's just a Maisa Kinyan, because it shows the control and desire to be Kona. Right? Basically, when I pick something up, I can bring it home. When I pick something up, I usually want to bring it home. Usually, people only pick things up because they want to bring them home. Therefore, a Maisa is a Maisa that shows that I want to be in charge of this. But it's not in my Rishos. What is the Dvar Avram saying? The Dvar Avram is saying that even if and maybe Tosos and others are saying that even if it's not a Kinyan Yad, what's the Dvar Avram saying? He didn't mean Kinyan Yad. He's the same as Tosfos. He didn't mean Kinyan Yad. Even if it's not a Kinyan Yad, it could still be like Kinyan Yad. What does that mean? That anything Mugba Mikocho is as if it's in my Rishos. What he's saying is that if you want to know how Kinyan Hagbah works, then if it's Kinyan Yad, it works by the Totsav being in my Rishos. If it's not Kinyan Yad, you could still understand it two ways. You could say, it's not at all about being in my Rishos, it's about showing that I want it. Or you could say, like the Rav Ram, no, it's not Kinyan Yad, but it's still like Kinyan Yad in that even something that's not in my hand, even birds that I just made fly in the air, once I've separated them from the Rishos they're in and made them go into a free place where, you know, we're different, made them go to a free new place in no man's land of the air, The air is in no man's land, and whoever puts them in the air, it's in their rishus. So, this is the hakir that we mentioned earlier. Is it a kinyan totsa'a of rishus? Right? Which you could say, according to Yad Ramah, or according to Tosos. It's a kinyan totsa'a of rishus, or a kinyan maisa of some sort of horas bailus. I haven't brought it home, but I'm acting in the way of people who are going to bring things home. So I'm showing that that I want to, or at least horas, ritzon of kinyan, a kinyan maisa. Maybe I haven't shown that, even shown that I'm the owner yet. But at least I'm exercising some sort of control. What is the nafkamina of this chakira? The nafkamina of this, this is what we mentioned, this is the Lumudei Nisan's chakira. Right, of the Rashba and the Raifat earlier in Daf Ches. Is it the Totsah of Hagbah or the Mice of Hagbah? And we point out the classic Nafkamina is the Taz. Right? What's the classic Nafkamina? Back to the wedding. Right? When I was a kid, I always had the subject at the wedding. Right? The rabbi gives you a pen, says, now pick it up. Right? Do you need to pick it up? Or, you know, do you need to pick it up? So obviously, according to the Yad Ramah, you don't need to pick it up. It's already in my hands. Even if you take the Dvar Avram, or even if you take the other Rishonim, if the Kinyan is the Totsah being Mogva Mikocho, Kinyan Totsah, Kinyan Maisa Hagba, or Totsah of Mogva Biyado, or Mogva Mikocho, depending if you take the radical Yad Ramah, or you take a more, the Nafkamina, number one is, what if it is Husam Biyado Hagmugba? Your hand is in the air and the rabbi gives you the pen. Do you need to pick it up or not? That was the Taz says, Sarach Lagbio. The Taz says you have to pick it up. Why? Because you need a Maisa. It's a Kinyan Maisa. Not only is it not Kinyan Yad, it's not Kinyan Yad, and it's also not similar to Kinyan Yad. It's not that it's mamish in my hand. It's not that it's like it's in my hand. No. It's that by picking something up, I'm showing that I want to bring it home. I'm showing that I'm going to bring it someplace. The Bir Halacha on that Taz says, the Taz is absolutely right. What's the only exception the Bir Halacha makes? When do you not need to pick it up? If it's all in your hand. If it's all in your hand, that's Kinyan Yad. But if it's partially in your hand, right? Sarach Lagbio, at least if it's not all in your hand. And of course, when we do a pen, it's never all in your hand. Right? And even if you want to say, come on, the Pasuk dummy, so half a pen is in my hand, that's not going to work, because half a pen is chetzi kli, and you can't do a kinyan chalipin with chetzi kli. So if I give you my tie, then, as long as you get gimel by gimel in your hand, you don't have to pick it up, because you have a command of pasuk, don't make kinyan yad, give my gimel, it's a close beg. But since no one gives ties, we give pens, so if I give you a pen, you have to pick it up. As opposed to the Chelkas Yoav says, that is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Chelkas Yoav says, I don't know where this Taz is coming from, I have no idea why some people think he's right. He says, he says, "Lot sarshit that bia da'achar to see the gimel tefachim which were b'taz or rechaim and mishim sarachlos cut in vav." He dvar tamuim. Ridiculous taz. What do you mean you need to pick it up? It's already picked up, right? Right. The kol shenosin on yodah pluy ba'avir b'kriyad ba. That's hagba. I said, forget a kinyan yad. It's a kinyan hagba if your hand is, right? Kevan shemugba. Right. Chashav hagba. It's off the ground. It's in my rishos. Who cares if I did a maisa hagba? I have a totsa of it being off the ground. The other potential nafkamina is this chakir. Again, this chakir is almost a chakir whether hagba is the same as yad or not. Except that it's not. Even if it's not the same as yad, it could still be a drabbanan parallel extension of yad, or it could be like the Ramban, something completely unlike Kinyan Yad, something more like Kinyan Mesira, just showing what you want to do, just showing your das. Another nafkamina, this Lumudei Nisan's Chakira, right? I'll just remember that was a Nisan Alper. Lumudei Nisan's Chakira was the machlokas Raivan and Rashba and Daf Chesem and Aleph. What if, right, we both pick it up together, but I pick it up 3 tefachim off the ground, even without you? Do we say, well, the totsah is that I haven't picked it up off the ground because it's partially still in your hand, or that the mice is I have picked it up the ground because it's not where it used to be? So this is the he wants to say this is the Rashba and the Chesem Aleph, and this is the Raivan and the Chesem Aleph. I'm not going to chazer that very complicated lumbus now, and it's not a mukhrach, but that's not going by any stretch of the imagination. But he wanted to say that if you said you needed totsav mugba mikocho, then no matter how high I'm holding it, it's not mugba mikochi because I haven't taken it out of your hand. He said you need a mice of hagba, then what do you mean? It used to be on the ground, now it's far off the ground. Who cares if it's in your hand? I picked it up far off the ground, so that should be a mice of hagba. Theoretically, one could suggest quite a few nafkaminas for this. I'll just throw in a few nafkaminas for this, just without giving you all the makoros. A few nafkaminas for this could be, let's make myself some room up here. Number 3, what about, this is a big machlokes rishonim, hagbahas davar she'ein darko lehagbia. Everyone knows, we paskin, that meshicha doesn't work for things that are derech to pick up, like for example, this Gemara. Meshicha doesn't work for the Gemara. It's not the Derech who drags Gemaras. You drag cartons, you drag animals, you drag boats and desks and sofas. You pick up Gemaras. What about the other one? What if I pick up a car? Right? There are people who can do that, right? Huh? I saw it on the internet. Then what if I pick up a car? So it's the Derech to drag a car. Right? Not to drag a car, to drive a car. Right? It's or to tow a car. Towing a car is also the derech. It's not the derech to pick up a car, so is that kona or not? What if I, you know, pick up a person? It's not the derech to pick up people. It's an eved, right? It's the derech to be moshech them. So that's a big machlokes rishonim. It could very well be, if you're talking about a mice hagba, it needs to be a mice of doing the normal thing that people do when they want to acquire this thing. So maybe you will say that it is not kona, or at least maybe. Is it sad to say that it's not kona? If it's a matter of totsa'a, then l'chor, you should say like Rov Rishonim that it's kona. What do you mean? It's in my rishus, whether it's in my yad, it's kinyan yad, or now that I picked it up, even though it's not fully in my yad, it's the equivalent, me drabanan, of now it's under my control, under my aegis. So then who cares why it's a normal thing to pick up or not? Lamaisa, I don't. If something's in my chatzar and it's not normal to be in my chatzar, I'm not kona. Of course, if something's in my house that's not usually in houses, if I have a whale in my house, whales aren't usually in houses, I'm still kona. Why? Because it's in my property. Another potential nafkamina might be, this is machlokes I mentioned, you know, Rashba and Rabbeinu Meshulam, you could say, what about, although this is, yeah, okay, one second, that's a little more speculative. This is an interesting machlokes, what about Hadbaha Bekelav Shel Mocher? What if I pick something up, but I pick it up in your container? What if I pick it up in your container? So I think we would say, if it's a matter of my sagba, then that should be kona. What do you mean? I picked it up. Who cares that I'm borrowing your container or whatever? Lamaisa, I'm picking it up. I'm showing that I want to bring it home. However, if it's a matter of, no, now totsa's in my rishus, you could say, well, look, as long as it's in your container, perhaps it's not really in my rishus. Perhaps it's not really my rishus, because it's very nice that I picked it up. But if it's in your container, it's more in your rishus. Let's say I pick up a knapsack full of gold. Your knapsack. So it doesn't, and forget it, you're selling me gold and it's in his knapsack. So I pick up the knapsack. So it's very nice that I say, well, now it's in my rishus, it's hanging from my hand. You know, I'm not saying it's in my hand, that's kidding. Yeah, it's hanging from my hand, but it's in his knapsack. So perhaps you would say that is not kona, which is the minority sheet. The majority sheet is the hagbah's kona in, I'll just underline the majority sheet.
What?
It
has to do with what the other guy is giving to you, whether he's mashul you or this kona.
So let's say it's a third party's knapsack and it's not kael shemocha. Correct, kael shemocha is more complicated for that reason. I'll just say perhaps the machlokes in the Rashi and Meshulam, avrish ein sofel anuach. So, avrish is sofel anuach. What if it's about to fall back down? if it's about to fall back down, Avir Shesofo Lanuach. It's about to fall down. Again, birds are not always about to fall down. Birds might fall down, might stay up, you know. But let's say an elephant, right? If I get an elephant to jump up, it's going to fall down. So, I think perhaps you would say that if it's a matter of a Maisa Hagbah, I've still picked it up, which is the Shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam, if I make the elephant jump, even though the elephant can't stay in the air. It's ephemeral. Maybe that would work. If you say it's a matter of my Meshulam, then you'd be more noted to say that it's not Kona, which is the Rashba, because say, what do you mean it's in my Meshulam? It's not any place. It's just passing through. I think this is enough for a basic introduction to the concept of Kinyan Hagbah. It's already 9:50. Basic introduction to the concept of Kinyan Hagbah. Which, again, is somewhat of a tangent, but does come out of the discussion of our Tosfos here, specifically the discussion of the difference between holding it in my hand and having it be mugba mi'ikoho. Now we're ready to go on to the next Gemara, but the hour is a bit late. There's a lot to say about the next Gemara. We'll have to leave that for... I'll add some Akora, so I'll send out later. I'll just send out for the whole next Gemara, if I can tell the Mishnah, because there's a few other props in there. We're going to have to run through this next Gemara. There's some very important things, as you know, in the next Gemara. Let me just point out that as you think about it, right, if generally there is a, I'll point out later. Okay, we'll have to leave the Meshopim Zulik Yoskelem Shaleha for Monday. The motion, don't forget to stamp. And I'll send out some more Makoros about it. I thought we would, finished off tests by the end of Zman. Not sure if we'll quite be able to finish it. But next Zman, someone asked me what we're planning to do next Zman. Next Zman, I think we're going to have to just run a little faster, because there's very, very, very important crucial sugyas going from Daf Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. And then Yud Beis just starts the Inyan of Shtaros, which is just some breathing Daf Zayin, which is the rest of the Perek. So I want to cover some very important Shas Sugyas, at least to the end of Daf Yud Beis. So next Man we'll have to go just a little bit faster than we did this Man, if we want to top, 3 blot in 2 months. Not so crazy. But we'll have to go a little faster than we did until now. But be prepared for that. Okay.